cannot be bought.
Right here then, right.
What? Huh? What? What? Oh, okay. Never mind. Hmm?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Is this room noisy? I'm always worrying about the goddamn room's noisy. Yeah, Phil, every time you talk, you know. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Well, man, that don't work. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. What did I do? Oh, fuck me. What did I fucking do, dude? 1, 2, 1, 2. Fuck. 1, 2, 1, 2. Fucked up something here, man. 1, 2. Shit. Ah, fuck. 1. Oh, you motherfucker. What did I hit? There it is. Okay, cool. I got it. Oh, I got off master. Does that do that? It pops it off of the master. Far out. Right. Oh, there we go. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. Whew. What? Don't do that. Don't do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, Cleveland. I suddenly have defaulted to Cleveland. I like Golden State. I do. I know what I said the other day about L.A. San Francisco. 1-1. I don't feel it, you know. I'm not feeling it with the basketball thing. Hey. Okay. Now I can dig it. Now I can dig it. Okay. So. All right. So I got the limiter. I see what I was doing. Okay. What was going on then, man? I had some little clipping and shit going on. Spider-Man, July 7th, huh? Shit. You think I'm going to be anywhere other than the nearest fucking movie theater? Well, that's nice. That's cool. That's great. They got an auto cam here. I don't know. It's not an auto cam. They got a car cam or some bullshit. This right. Look at that. That's the windshield wiper. Whatever. 1, 2. Well, what happened to that shit, man? It was there a minute ago. Maybe I'm just hearing it now, but it was definitely the limiter on the mic and the compressor and the compressor. Fuck, bitch. Wait a minute, man. God damn it. Okay, there. Okay. I don't know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully here from Dodger Stadium. Warriors 59-54. Come on, Cleveland. I want Cleveland to win now because of the incident with LeBron James fucking spray painting that shit on his house. So I hope they win. It's not like Golden State did it to you, but yo. What am I doing? Okay.
I'm a sleepy time baby.
Life is... 3-point Golden State lead. God damn, dude. They're coming up on a half. Game 2. Warriors lead by 1. 1 game. Lime Rock GT Pro-Am's going on here on CBS, huh? Huh? Who gives a shit? No, I like the sports cards, you know. There they are there with their heads cut off. Fuck. Fuck me.
I have my son. That ain't no lie.
Oh, Christ.
That ain't no lie. We'll have a sleepy time. Time.
Hey, ha, ha. Oh, I'll tell you, man, had dinner last night. Oh, actually, we had Chinese food last night and kind of hit the spot, you know, because like I haven't had Chinese food in a damn long time. So we had that and went and got Baskin Robbins ice cream. Just had a regular old old person Saturday night. You know, really the Chinese food and Baskin Robbins. Woo! They were just knocking it out of the motherfucking park, man. You know? And then went home and talked. And then went to bed. Chinese food, Baskin Robbins, talked. Oh, let the dog out to take a shit. What? So how'd you guys like the bar fight, man? It was fun to do. Took a little pre-production. And listening back to it, there wasn't... I gotta be honest with you. In terms of the actual content, the humor of it, I'd have to go and listen to it a few more times. But what I liked about it was that it was produced on the fly, and it wasn't bad. I can count two fuck-ups. One was very obvious. The audio track dropped out, so I had to have Jack I. Gagner say, "Hey, close that window," or said they closed the window or something. And then, and I didn't edit that, but I just left it in. And then for the download. And then the other one was, I think it was toward the end of the fight. I couldn't hear the fight bell. What happened was the final ding, 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 yo, attention, that thing. It was coming out of the same source as the goddamn, and my loop for the barroom hubba hubba and all the background talk got into a very weird place. It needed to be rebooted, or it needed to be re-queued, and I wasn't too quick on that. But otherwise, I thought it was perfectly fine. Huh? Didn't you? You didn't? What the I was just kidding. I'm Jimmy Stewart. But what the fuck are you doing, Suzu? Like, you know. Yeah. Clarence, please help me. Where the fuck are you, Clarence? Oh, this man needs help. You know, Mr. Potter, you can kiss my fucking ass. I was reading I think it was Citizen Soldier. It might have been another account of the final push into Germany by the Allied troops, American troops primarily. And it's very interesting how toward the end of the war, there was nothing mutinous about it. I mean, we were winning. The soldiers were winning there, but they were getting tired. They were just getting fucking tired. And they were getting tired with a lot, you know, and they were pushing and pushing and pushing. And there, at one point, some sergeant, and he recounts in the book, he's a sergeant, he's talking to a colonel. And the colonel says, "All right, 0700, we're hitting the middle of the fucking line up there, the German defense." And the sergeant says, "What the fuck is your rush, man?" He goes, "What the fuck is your rush?" He says, "I'm talking to a colonel." And I'm saying, "What the fuck are you? What's the big fucking hurry?" Using that language. He goes, "I couldn't believe I was saying it even as I was saying it," that kind of thing. He said, "But we were just..." He said, "That's at the point we'd reached where everything was pretty much a straight goddamn straight talk." And to that colonel's credit, to that guy, that officer's credit, he didn't do anything. He didn't. The man related the sense that it wasn't a major, you know, infraction he kind of understood. Not that I don't know if there's any follow-up or anything, but I thought that was hysterical. All right, in the morning, we're going to do this. What the fuck's the hurry, man? There was a lot of stuff like that. It's very interesting. That's an interesting period in American history. It was a period that is not anomalous, but certainly this generation would probably not recognize it. The bunch of liberals that went to fucking war against the Nazis. Liberal president, everything that you would consider to be super hyper liberal took off and went to war. A lot of conservatives don't you know, think of liberals as being people to go to war. The second was more interesting to me, was how private industry and government worked together pretty fucking well. I mean, the out here in California, the defense plants, privately owned, went to work fulfilling these government orders and doing it in an extremely efficient way, because you had a lot of women working in the plants by that point. They needed childcare. They got it. So child care was really invented in World War II at the defense plants here and all across the country. Here in California, I read about it. They also had, like, dance bands, believe it or not. The women would get off the, they'd get off their shift, and there'd be a fucking dance band that the maybe the factory hired. There was carpooling. That was the also probably the very first carpooling, people picking each other up and taking each other to work. Anyway, it was a, boy, I'll tell you what, man, as a present-day American, Christ, we could use a little bit of that shit right now. I'll tell you that. You know, it was old school America. We just, oh, we have a war to fight? Let's go. Today, you know, we ask questions. I can dig it, you know, and I'm not saying that we necessarily have gone backward or anything. I wouldn't say that. A lot of people would. They'd say, well, just those days were the best. You know, there are a lot of things that were not right about those times, you know. Going off the floor, the Cavs and the Warriors. Good bucket here by Cleveland. Hard-fought first half. What's the score in this piece of shit? LeBron James is exhorting his teammates as they go up the ramp into the locker room. And now there's a slide of the East Bay there, the city of Oakland. And we go to commercial. All right. Oh, WNBA's coming up. Sure. Oh, WNBA's coming up. Cricket. No. I mean, you know, it's okay. It's good. I like it. I do. I like it a lot. And then professional mud wrestling. Let's not forget that. I have my sorrow. That ain't no lie. We'll have a sleepy time. A sleepy time all the time. June 5th? When's D-Day? That's tomorrow. Or June 6th? Jesus, I forget. Stupid. June 6th. Wow. 72? Yeah, 72. No, 73. Let me check this out, man, so I'm not fucking something up. Okay, good.
Naturally. I forgot all about it. Have to get the audio for the promo. Forgot all about that. Naturally. Well.
Professor Billingsley, I've never done.
Doing a talk show is quite natural. You see. Oh, forgot all about the promo. Now I'll set up my monologue. And then what do? You switch on the microphone and you begin to talk. Like this.
Hi, everybody. This is Billy Jim. And,
That isn't your voice? No, of course not. No one uses their real voice. Where you been?
Jesus, get a load of this guy, will you?
You know, well, it was wonderful to have you in the restaurant. In a restaurant, we are very proud of Hong Kong Charlie. You know,
you got kind of an old school name, Charlie, don't you?
In restaurant, yes.
Why do you?
It's more relatable. You know, we think it's more relatable, and. You know, we think it's a more relatable.
Hey, Charlie, this is Ted.
Holy shit. Oh, not this pain in the ass.
Have you? Conversations with Louis Dreyfus. And last week, it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do...
Have you heard all of the above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael.
Why isn't Norman doing his own fucking goddamn promo now? I heard him doing his promo the last time. Now you think, what the fuck?
Have you heard all of the above?
I'm only kidding.
We'll have a sleepy time.
Yeah, we are. It was good to have you, Phil. Charlie, this is, hi, it's Ted. Hi, Ted. I got no problem. Well, it's old school, you know, and a lot of people have asked us about this. I've said many times. That this comic, not to be taken serious.
It's comic.
Yeah, it's comic. Right, yeah. It's comic, right. It's not to be taken seriously. But it's a fun for the kids, you know.
So you don't think that sounds kind of old school, colonial?
No. It's a tradition. Because of the Hong Kong Charlie, we are downtown in Chinatown, you know.
Right.
And so when you come out to Beverly Hills, so more of Los Angeles enjoys.
Well, we had a great meal. We had the...
You had Szechuan chicken.
Right, I had Szechuan chicken. I think Maria had the Kung Pao. And boy, did we order...
You order a lot. You had chicken fried rice. You had a white rice. You had a Kung Pao chicken. You had a Szechuan chicken. You also had... Excuse me, I just ate myself. And...
You ate yourself.
And, oh, fuck, not this guy.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Lord, 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 you know. Just a Lord, Lord and a half is what I say. Fucking bullshit.
Be right. Speed.
Doody do 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 doody you doody do. Oh boy. Oh, you know what I was gonna do? God damn it. That's right. Okay, wait. Well, you're a brain surgeon, Henry. You really are some kind of a fucking brain surgeon. You fucking moron. Nice going, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Where is it? Testing 1, 2. Shane, if you're watching, well, I'll give you a heads up. I had kind of a kooky idea, you know. It's kooky. I'm afraid I can't share it with you. No, it's nothing. Yeah, this is the time of year, man. Every year. You guys have been with me for many, many years. Oh, here comes Phil. Here comes the summer. He's going to bitch about how hot the fucking studio is. Are you going to get air conditioning, Phil? Yeah, I'm thinking about getting air conditioning. Oh, okay. And it never happens. Da-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Rudy-oot-tootin-toot-toot. You were my baby, but it all went to hell. Yeah, baby. You know, baby. You know, baby. Then it went straight to hell when they got a little bit of... Then it went straight to hell when he got a good look at your ass. Steve Kerr back on the bench for the Warriors. Not wearing a tie. Open collar shirt. Looks like a slob, but he doesn't give a shit. All right, Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, I'm looking for a wrestling sound effect. I'll have it on just a minute. Just give me. I'm probably going to do things. Oh, here we go. Oh, I don't want that thing then.
Okay, that. Oh, yes. Ah, yes.
Well, there's a midget coming down that midget. There is a midget on the road. Yeah, this is Wes Hurlford. And I'll tell you, it's being Wes Hurlford and the Hurlford. And I'm here, Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers. Yeah. Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. Testing 1, 2.
Oh, there's a midget. Hey, there's me. Wow. Wait a minute, man. I just had motherfucking Dean Wheeler on, didn't I? What's he gonna sing about now? What? What? the hell is this, man? Excuse me. Yeah, there it is. Ay, ay, ay. God, you know what we missed? We missed a seminal moment in the history of the show. Episode 666. Oh, that's right. It happened last summer. Episode 666 happened last summer. All right, now, what I want to do and how I'm going to do it, and then we'll get into the show. We're fucking late as fuck, but because I've been pulling it, yanking it, pulling it, doing it. There we go. Well, there's a midget here. Oh, there's a midget. Yeah. I apologize, folks. I'm kind of yanking wiener here. What? Okay.
We're at the Awareness, or at least drive your body a considerable distance. He could put me through a window.
Bar. Margaret Gray is already standing at the bar. He will. That was ugly. As a 3-minute bar fight is a long bar fight.
Bitching. All right, man. I think we're ready to fucking rock the shit out of this. Huh? Let's do it, man. Let's do it to it. We'll probably have to stop and start. All right, man. Now what you gonna do? Just cannot be bought. Right here, then. Right.
What?
Oh, okay. Never mind. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Is this room noisy? I'm always worried about the goddamn room's noisy. Yeah, Phil, every time you talk, you know. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Well,
man, that don't work.
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, what'd I do? Oh, fuck me. What did I fucking do, dude? 1, 2, 1, 2. Fuck. 1, 2, 1, 2. Fucked up something here, man. 1, 2. Shit. Ah, fuck. 1. Oh, you motherfucker. What did I hit? There it is. Okay, cool. I got it. Oh, I got off master. Does that do that? That pops it off of the master. Far out. All right. Oh, there we go. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wow. Phew. What? Don't do that. Don't do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, Cleveland. I suddenly have defaulted to Cleveland. I like Golden State. I do. I know what I said the other day about L.A. San Francisco. 1-1. I don't feel it, you know. I'm not feeling it with the basketball thing. Hey. Okay. Now I can dig it. Okay. So. All right. So I got the limiter. I see what I was doing. Okay. What was going on then, man? I had some little clipping and shit going on. Spider-Man, July 7th, huh? Shit. You think I'm going to be anywhere other than the nearest fucking movie theater? Well, that's nice. That's cool. That's great. They got an auto cam here. I don't know. It's not an auto cam. They got a car cam or some bullshit. This right. Look at that. That's the windshield wiper. 1, 2. Well, what happened to that shit, man? It was there a minute ago. Maybe I'm just hearing it now, but it was definitely the limiter on the mic and the compressor and the compressor. Fuck, bitch. Wait a minute, man. God damn it. Okay, there. Okay. I don't know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Hi, everybody. This is Vin Scully here from Dodge Stadium. Warriors 59-51. Come on, Cleveland. I don't know. I want Cleveland to win now because of the incident with LeBron James fucking spray painting that shit on his house. So I hope they win. It's not like Golden State did it to you, but yo.
I'm a sleepy time baby.
Life is... 3-point Golden State lead. God damn, dude. They're coming up on a half. Game two. Warriors lead by one. One game. Lime Rock GT Pro-Am's going on here on CBS, huh? Huh? Who gives a shit? No, I like the sports cards, you know. There they are there with their heads cut off. Fuck. Fuck me.
I have my son. That ain't no lie. That ain't no lie. We'll have a sleepy time.
Hey, hey, ha, ha. Oh, I'll tell you, man. Had dinner last night. Oh, actually, we had Chinese food last night. And kind of hit the spot, you know, because, like, I haven't had Chinese food in a damn long time. So we had that. And went and got Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Just had a regular old person Saturday night. You know, really did. Chinese food and Baskin-Robbins. Woo! They were just knocking it out of the motherfucking park, man. You know? And then went home and talked. And then went to bed. Chinese food, Baskin-Robbins, talked. Oh, let the dog out to take a shit. What? So how'd you guys like the bar fight, man? It was fun to do. Took a little pre-production, and listening back to it, there wasn't. I gotta be honest with you. In terms of the actual content, the humor of it, I'd have to go and listen to it a few more times. But what I liked about it was that it was produced on the fly, and it wasn't bad. I can count two fuck ups. One was very obvious. The audio track dropped out, so I had to have Jack I Gagner say, "Hey, close that window," or something. Close the window or something. And then, and I didn't edit that, but I just left it in. And then for the download. And then the other one was, I think it was toward the end of the fight. Oh yeah, I couldn't hear the fight bell. What happened was the final ding 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 ding. Yo, attention, that thing. It was coming out of the same source as the goddamn. Oh, and my loop for the barroom. Hubba hubba and all the background talk got into a very weird place. It needed to be rebooted, or it needed to be re-queued, and I wasn't too quick on that. But otherwise, well, I thought it was perfectly fine. Huh? Didn't you? You didn't? What the fuck? Oh, I was just kidding. I'm Jimmy Stewart. Well, what the fuck are you doing, Susu? Like, you know, yeah. Clarence, please help me. Where the fuck are you, Clarence? Oh, this man needs help. You know, Mr. Potter, you can kiss my fucking ass. I was reading I think it was Citizen Soldier. It might have been another account of the final push into Germany by the Allied troops, American troops primarily, and it's very interesting how toward the end of the war, there was nothing mutinous about it. I mean, we were winning. The soldiers were winning, but they were getting tired. They were just getting fucking tired, and they were getting tired with a lot, you know, and they were pushing and pushing and pushing. And there, at one point, some sergeant, and he recounts in the book, he's a sergeant. He's talking to a colonel. And the colonel says, "All right, 0700, we're hitting the middle of the fucking line up there, the German defense," and the sergeant says, what the fuck is your rush, man? He goes, "What the fuck is your rush?" He says, "I'm talking to a colonel." And I'm saying, what the fuck are you? What's the big fucking hurry? Using that language. He goes, I couldn't believe I was saying it even as I was saying it, that kind of thing. He said, but we were just, he said, that's at the point we'd reached where everything was pretty much a straight goddamn straight talk. And to that colonel's credit, to that guy, that officer's credit, he didn't do anything. He didn't. The man related the sense that it wasn't a major, you know, infraction that he kind of understood. Not that I don't know if there's any follow up or anything, but I thought that was hysterical. All right, in the morning we're doing this. What the fuck's the hurry, man? There was a lot of stuff like that. It's very interesting. That's an interesting period in American history. It was a period that is not anomalous, but certainly this generation would probably not recognize it. A, there were a bunch of liberals that went to fucking war against the Nazis. Liberal president. Everything that you would consider to be super hyper-liberal took off and went to war. A lot of conservatives don't, you know, think of liberals as being people to go to war. The second was more interesting to me was how private industry and government worked together pretty fucking well. I mean, the out here in California, the defense plants, privately owned, went to work fulfilling these government orders and doing it in an extremely efficient way, because you had a lot of women working in the plants by that point. They needed child care. They got it. So child care was really invented in World War II at the defense plants here and all across the country. Here in California, I read about it. They also had, like, dance bands, believe it or not. The women would get off the they'd get off their shift, and there'd be a fucking dance band that the maybe the factory hired. There was carpooling. That was also probably the very first carpooling, people picking each other up and taking each other to work. Anyway, it was I'll tell you what, man, as a present day American, Christ, we could use a little bit of that shit right now. I'll tell you that. You know, it was old school America. We just, we have a war to fight. Let's go. Today, you know, we ask questions. I can dig it, you know, and I'm not saying that we'd necessarily have gone backward or anything. I wouldn't say that. A lot of people would. They'd say, well, just those days were the best. You know, there are a lot of things that were not right about those times, you know. Going off the floor, the Cavs and the Warriors. Good bucket here by Cleveland. Hard-fought first half. Let's score in this piece of shit. LeBron James is exhorting his teammates as they go up the ramp into the locker room. And now there's a slide of the East Bay there, the city of Oakland. And we go to commercial. All right.
Well, you know, it was a very good fight. I just kicked his ass. You know, I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. Great, Margaret. Good job, though.
Thank you.
Oh, WNBA's coming up. You sure? Oh, WNBA's coming up.
Cricket.
No. I mean, you know, it's okay. It's good. I like it.
I do. I like it a lot.
And then professional mud wrestling. Let's not forget that.
I am a sorrow. That ain't no lie. A sleepy time. A sleepy time. All the time.
June 5th? When's D-Day? That's tomorrow. Or June 6th? Jesus, I forget. Stupid. June 6th. Wow. 72? Yeah, 72. No, 73. Let me check this out, man, so I'm not fucking something up. Okay, good.
Naturally. I forgot all about it. Have to get the audio for the promo. Forgot all about that. Naturally. Well. Professor Billingsley, I've never done. Doing a talk show is quite natural. You see. Oh, forgot all about the promo. Ooh, now I'll set up my monologue. And then what do? You switch on the microphone and you begin to talk. Like this.
Hi, everybody. This is Billy Jim, and,
well, that isn't your voice? No, of course not. No one uses their real voice. Where you been?
Jesus, get a load of this guy, will you?
You know, well, it was wonderful to have you in the restaurant. In a restaurant, we are very proud of Hong Kong Charlie. You know,
you got kind of an old school name, Charlie, don't you?
In restaurant, yes.
Why do you?
Well, it's more relatable. You know, we think it's more relatable, and you know, we think it's more relatable.
Hey, Charlie, this is Ted.
Holy shit. Oh, not this pain in the ass.
Have you? Conversations. Louis Dreyfus. And last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do.
Have you heard all of the above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael.
Why isn't Norman doing his own fucking goddamn promo now? I heard him doing his promo the last time. Now you think, what the fuck?
Have you heard all of the above?
We'll have a sleepy time.
Yeah, we are. It was good to have you, Phil. Charlie, this is, hi, it's Ted. Hi, Ted. I got no problem. Well, it's old school, you know, and a lot of people have asked us about this. I've said many times that this comic, not to be taken serious.
It's comic.
Yeah, it's comic. Right, yeah. It's comic, right. It's not to be taken seriously. But it's fun for the kids, you know.
So you don't think that sounds kind of old school, colonial?
No, it's a tradition. Because of the Hong Kong Charlie, we are downtown in Chinatown, you know.
Right.
And so when you come out to Beverly Hills, so more of Los Angeles enjoys.
Well, we had a great meal. We had the...
You had Szechuan chicken.
Right, I had Szechuan chicken. I think Maria had the Kung Pao. And boy, did we order...
You order a lot. You had chicken fried rice. You had a white rice. You had a Kung Pao chicken. You had a Szechuan chicken. You also had, excuse me, I just ate myself, and,
You ate yourself?
And, oh, fuck, not this guy.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lordy, Lord, 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 you know, just a Lord, Lord and a half is what I say. Fucking bullshit.
Be right. Speed.
Doody do 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 doody you doody do. Oh boy.
Oh, you know what I was gonna do?
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Where is it? Testing 1, 2. Shane, if you're watching, well, I'll give you a heads up. I had kind of a kooky idea, you know. It's kooky. I'm afraid I can't share it with you. No, it's nothing. Yeah, this is the time of year, man. Every year, you guys have been with me for many, many years. Oh, here comes Phil. Here comes the summer. He's going to bitch about how hot the fucking studio is. Are you going to get air conditioning, Phil? Yeah, I'm thinking about getting air conditioning. Oh, okay. And it never happens. Da-do-da-do-do-da-do-do. Yeah. Rudy-oot-tootin-toot-toot. You were my baby, but it all went to hell. Yeah, baby. You know, baby. You know, baby. Then it went straight to hell when they got a little Woody. Then it went straight to hell when he got a good look at your ass. Steve Kerr back on the bench for the Warriors. Not wearing a tie. Open collar shirt. Looks like a slob, but he doesn't give a shit. All right.
I'm looking for a wrestling sound effect. I'll have it in just a minute. Just go away. I'm finally ready. Ping, ping, ping. Oh, here we go. Ouch! All right, well, that's playing then.
Okay, that. Oh, yes. Ah, yes.
Well, there's a midget coming down that midget. There is a midget on the road. Yeah, it's Wes Hurlford. And I'll tell you, it's being Wes Hurlford and the Hurlford. And I'm here, Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers, yeah. Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. Testy 1-2.
Well, there's a midget. Hey, there's me. Wow. Wait a minute, man. I just had motherfucking Dean Wheeler on, didn't I? What's he gonna sing about now? What? Excuse me. Yeah, there it is. Ay, ay, ay. God, you know what we missed? We missed a seminal moment in the history of the show. Episode 666. Oh, that's right. It happened last summer. Episode 666 happened last summer. All right, now, what I want to do and how I'm going to do it, and then we'll get into the show. We're fucking late as fuck, but because I've been pulling it, yanking it, pulling it, doing it. There we go. Well, there's a midget here. Oh, there's a midget. Yeah.
We're at the away Texas, or at least drive your body a considerable distance. He could put me through a window.
Bar. Margaret Gray is already standing at the bar. He will. That was ugly as a 3-minute bar fight is a long bar fight.
Bitching. All right, man. I think we're ready to fucking rock the shit out of this. Huh? All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Where is it? Testing 1, 2. Shane, if you're watching, well, I'll give you the heads up. I had kind of a kooky idea, you know. It's kooky. I'm afraid I can't share it with you. No, it's nothing. What? Okay. God damn it. Yeah, this is the time of year, man. Every year. You guys have been with me for many, many years. Oh, here comes Phil. Here comes the summer. He's going to bitch about how hot the fucking studio is. Are you going to get air conditioning, Phil? Yeah, I'm thinking about getting air conditioning. Oh, okay. And it never happens. Dot do 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 do. Yeah. Rudy oot tootin' toot toot. You were my baby, but it all went to hell. Yeah, baby. You know, baby. You know, baby. Then it went straight to hell when they got a little Woody. Then it went straight to hell when he got a good look at your ass. Ay-ay-ay-hoo. Steve Kerr back on the bench for the Warriors. Not wearing a tie. Open collar shirt. Looks like a slob, but he doesn't give a shit. All right. Yeah, I think we should.
I'm looking for a wrestling sound effect. I'll have it in just a minute. Just do it, man. I'm finally ready. Ping, ping, ping. Oh, here we go. Ouch. All right, well, that's me, then.
Okay, that. Ah, yes. Ah, yes.
Well, there's a midget coming down that midget. There is a midget on the road. Yeah, this is Wes Hurlford. And I'll tell you, it's me and Wes Hurlford and Hurlford. And I'm here, Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers, yeah. Wes Hurlford and the Westerners. Testing 1, 2.
Sound effects? Yeah. Oh, there's a midget. Hey, there's me. Wow. Wait a minute, man. I just had motherfucking Dean Wheeler on, didn't I? What's he gonna sing about now? What? What the hell was this, man? Excuse me. Yeah, there it is. Ay, ay, ay. God, you know what we missed? We missed a seminal moment in the history of the show. Episode 666. Oh, that's right. It happened last summer. Episode 666 happened last summer. All right, now, what I want to do and how I'm going to do it, and then we'll get into the show. We're fucking late as fuck, but because I've been pulling it, yanking it, pulling it, doing it. There we go. There we go. Well, there's a midget here. Oh, there's a midget. Yeah. Okay, cool. I apologize, folks. I'm kind of yanking wiener here. What? Okay.
We're here at the away access, or at least drive your body a considerable distance. He could put me through a window.
Bar. Margaret Gray is already standing at the bar. He will. That was ugly. As a 3-minute bar fight is a long bar fight.
Bitchin'. All right, man. I think we're ready to fucking rock the shit out of this. Huh? Let's do it, man. Let's do it to it. We'll probably have to stop and start.
Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself speaking as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the Above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Wait a fucking minute. God damn it. Sorry, sports fans. I forgot something very important. I forgot. It's my. I promise you it won't take me. Oh, fuck. Oh. Is that you, Thunder? I think I just heard Thunder bitching about something. Ah, here we go. KKK. I got it, man. I got it. Let me just make sure this is it. That's it. All right, then I got to switch over to...
Have you heard All of the Above with Norman Lear? So far, Norman's had conversations with Amy Poehler, Gerard Carmichael, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and last week it was Kevin Bacon.
I have made a point of saying, you know, when I started to do I Love Dick, I mean, you know, because I don't know. I have to wind them up a little bit.
That's great.
And don't forget to check out this week's episode with America Ferrara.
When I speak out and speak politically, I don't think of myself as speaking as an artist. I think of myself speaking as a person, as a citizen, as a woman.
All of the Above with Norman Lear. New episodes every Monday on the Podcast One app or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hi, it's Phil Henry, and all of the voices that you hear on today's show will be performed by me. How you doing, baby?
Yeah,
it's me. By the time you read this, baby, I'll be sitting on a piece of luggage at the Greyhound station downtown. I'm going back to Fort Wayne. I don't see any purpose. But as I sit here, I think about when you and I first come out here. Yeah. Man, we had dreams. We had big dreams. You'd be a major star and I'd be your manager. The biggest parties, the biggest awards, banquets. All of the top names, all of the top people would be our friends. And, of course, the big house in Beverly Hills. Yep. We'd be royalty, baby, you and me. The king and the queen in Hollywood. Yeah, the dreams we had. I remember the day, in fact, I was in my office. I got a call from the secretary of a major producer. You remember the guy? He produced The Fugitive. Gobbleson? I told you to get dolled up extra special because he had a movie that he was going to be producing very, very soon. And I wanted him to consider you for the part of the femme fatale. Boy, how right I was. How well for the part you were cast, or would have been. And that's what gets me to the point of my story here, baby. It's the reason why I'm sitting on this suitcase waiting for the 5:15 Greyhound Wait a minute, man. I gotta fucking do that again. I gotta do all of that shit again, bitch. Why? Because I didn't know the difference between Flagstaff and Falstaff. Falstaff? Why, my good man? What are you talking about, Falstaff? You weird ass. Falstaff? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, and a 1, 2, 3, go.